Hello and welcome to Conversations in Cleantech, the podcast that celebrates the cleantech industry and the people that power it, brought to you by Brightsmith. For our seventh season, we're speaking to cleantech leaders about the process of investing in a cleaner planet, from inspiring stories and words of wisdom to financial forecast and investment insights. You can learn all about the people and companies who are driving these investments and propelling us towards a cleaner, greener tomorrow. I'm your regular host, Jenny Gladman, but this season there's a twist. I'll be taking a few months off to have my second baby. So I'm handing the reins of our podcast over to a series of fellow Brightsmithers who will be season 7's super co-hosts. So without further hesitation,
hey, Hetty.
Hey, Alexa.
How's your week been?
My week's been good. Busy, but fun in hydrogen over here.
Busy's good.
Busy is good.
What's been happening in hydrogen?
We've been planning our event season, I guess. So looking at going to the World Hydrogen Summit over in Rotterdam. Lots of interesting conversations arranged there. Doing some partnerships with the Women in Green Hydrogen Network for that one too, which is always fun. How about carbon? What's new?
Firstly, I'm so jealous that you're going to Rotterdam.
FOMO.
Yeah, massive FOMO. but no, I've been good. Carbon has been kind of crazy this week.
Yeah,
I feel like everyone's finally announcing their funding, which is obviously amazing to see. All of these really cool startups finally getting the traction that they kind of deserve. But no, it's been good. Yeah, we're planning our next Women in Carbon event as well.
Amazing.
Very classified information though, so I'm not going
to... I was just about to ask.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to spill the beans. Don't get me.
Okay.
But no, we should be announcing that soon, so
stay tuned.
Exactly.
Mm. And I'm very excited to chat to Marco today from Stargate Hydrogen.
Me too. He's so cool. Also, Stargate, what a cool name for a business.
I know. We need to dig into that a little bit.
Yeah, let's go.
Hello and welcome to Conversations in Cleantech. I'm Alexa. I'm joined today by Hetty, my lovely co-host.
Hello.
today, Hetty and I are super excited to announce our guest, Marco. Marco is the CEO of Stargate Hydrogen, an innovative green hydrogen startup working on ceramic-based alkaline electrolyzers, a bit of a mouthful for me, but with their recent collaboration with McPhee aimed at advancing their technologies, we are going to start learning about what this business is, who Marco is, and hopefully have a little bit more of a deep dive onto the investment side as well. So Marco, thank you so much for joining us today. It's an absolute pleasure to have you.
Hello, everyone.
Perfect. So as Alexa kind of went through there, Stargate Hydrogen are really a really interesting player that have kind of emerged in the hydrogen space. But for our listeners who might not be familiar, can you give us a bit of a brief introduction to Stargate?
Sure. So Stargate Hydrogen, we're an electrolyzer manufacturer. So we build electrolyzers and develop electrolysis technology. Our base technology is alkaline technology, which is the most robust and the oldest form of electrolysis. So we take this as a base technology, but we have developed a new form of catalyst. So instead of a nickel-based or precious metal-based catalyst material, we have developed a new form, which is based on ceramic elements. And ceramic-based elements are typically used in another technology, a solid oxide technology. So in a highly simplified way, you might say we combine best parts of the alkaline and solid oxide technologies. And yes, we are 3 years old, currently have a team of 50 people. Obviously, we are heavily focusing on the R&D and the material science side. But now, especially last year, we've achieved commercial scale and currently executing commercial projects in different EU countries, currently ongoing projects in the Baltics, in Spain, in Italy, in Germany, and many more to come.
Exciting. I like the simplified version. It makes it a lot easier for us to, to understand the tech there. So thank you for that.
All of that, it sounds so exciting as well. And Obviously, this is kind of from more of a personal standpoint, but I guess what was your journey in the business and founding it? What was that like?
Yeah, so it's not my first entrepreneurial journey. So before founding Stargate, I was co-founder and COO in another business in software space. So I made the hard switch from software to hardware side. So building a company is not a new thing for me. But before I started my startup journeys, I actually worked for institutional capital. So I worked for a regional family office that invested into clean tech. So we invested into renewable projects, different clean tech companies such as Skeleton, who makes supercapacitors. And from that period of time, I actually became fascinated by the world of hydrogen, and since then actually been looking into what to do in this sector and how could I contribute into this fascinating world of green hydrogen.
Amazing. No, and I think people have quite a similar journey. Once you start learning about the industry, you definitely want to be involved. So that's a great story. One thing we were both kind of wondering about, the name Stardust for your novel catalyst material. Where did that come from? But also what makes it, I guess, the revolutionary thing in the green hydrogen space?
Well, about the name. So you can notice some common themes there when you think Stargate, Stardust. Our product series are called Gateway and Stellar. So all following the same theme, but actually where the Stargate comes from. So if I look at our technical team and the many scientists we have, then they are huge science fiction fans. some of you might remember a TV series in the 90s that was called Stargate. So that's where the name comes from.
I love that. And obviously, I know you mentioned you're kind of working on some really interesting projects around Europe. But as a business based in Estonia, how are you finding the green hydrogen market there? And how much are you kind of having to go out into the wider European market?
Well, obviously, Estonia and the Baltics in general, we consider our home market because this is where we are based, where we have most of our people, where we have our R&D center and also our pilot manufacturing. So this is the home market, but the downside of this region is that we don't have industrial use cases of hydrogen. So we believe a lot into industrial use cases of green hydrogen. So hydrogen green hydrogen for the fertilizer manufacturing, for steel manufacturing, for refining, and those kind of industries we don't really have in the Baltics. So in the Baltics we mainly have transportation use cases and maybe long term also some green fuel projects developed as a greenfield projects. But we don't have existing heavy industry using hydrogen. And that's why we've been looking outside of the Baltics from the beginning. That's why we are active, for example, in the Nordics, also very active in Poland and in Germany, because those countries have these types of industries that we are targeting.
Yeah, definitely. And how are you kind of finding the regulation side in the European market? I know that's a big thing for hydrogen at the moment. What's your kind of thoughts on the current European regulations around hydrogen?
Well, I think that you can look it from the positive and negative side. Mm-hmm. So the positive side is that since last year, we at least have some clarity on the regulation. So we have the green hydrogen definition and the delegated acts on hydrogen adopted. So we know what is green hydrogen and what is not. And of course, always uncertainty is the worst thing you can have. The negative side, of course, is that the regulation we have is kind of very restrictive. And many in the industry say too restrictive compared to other regions of the world. And that might limit the final investment decisions of large projects in Europe.
And are you going to be looking beyond Europe in the future? Do you kind of see it becoming a global business or what's the future for the geographies?
Yes, for sure. So currently, most of our activities are focused on European continent because this is where we're already known and we are where we are located, where we have good connections. But increasingly, we're also starting to look outside. So we already have some ongoing partnerships in the Middle East region and also in Asia. And we see that side definitely growing.
No, it's good to kind of see where these pockets are forming in terms of like the hubs globally. So yeah, soon you'll be global, I'm sure.
And Marco, I wanted to ask, obviously you have such an incredible team at Stargate and such a kind of wealth of knowledge and quite diverse backgrounds. Can you share a little bit more about kind of how you came together and the story behind that?
Yeah, I can share a little bit about the founding story. So the company was founded 3 years ago, and it was really about the right people coming together at the right time. So there was of course me coming from the entrepreneurship and company building side. Then there was our co-founder, Dr. Rainer Küngas, who's born in Estonia, but worked most of his career in hydrogen in the US and in Denmark, and looking for a way to return to Estonia. So there was him on the technical side. And then from the early days, we had a strong strategic partner and investor, a local family office whose main business is in the energy space. And they are developing large offshore, onshore wind parks, and they see hydrogen production as part of those projects. So they had a strategic interest to be involved in green hydrogen. So it's those kind of parties be coming together at the very right time in early 2021. And this is how it all started.
And I think that's quite a unique story, having kind of the business, like sort of a more business side of the founder involved. So it's interesting to see how that sort of contributed, I guess. And I know you've sort of been on quite a journey over the last 2 years or so, is it? With the business growing by almost three times the amount. How have you found that journey? It must be quite a different business today.
Well, it is. So if I think about the early days of Stargate, we started from the fundamental material science. So in the beginning, it was a small lab at the local university, and 6-7 PhD chemical engineers and material scientists working in that lab. And we have made a huge step from that kind of material science to full commercial scale. And obviously it requires different skills. And that's also why the team has been growing rapidly. So last year in 23, our team grew three times from 16 to almost 50 people now. And we've had to add a lot of functions on the kind of commercial side, project management side, sales and marketing side. So the functions that we didn't need in the early days are now becoming more and more critical, and the team needs to grow.
And how different has it been kind of starting a business that is, I guess, a bit more technical, having people who are like material scientists and engineers compared to different businesses you founded before?
Well, in the green hydrogen sector, even if you're not in a technical role, you need to know the kind of the basics. Mm-hmm. So for example, in the sales calls that I participate, typically the discussion gets very technical after the first 10 minutes of the call. So everyone, including the commercial functions, of course, everyone in the management needs to understand the technical side as well. And I would say it's a must have in this industry.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I kind of wanted to touch on is, obviously you mentioned you're at that point of commercialization. Now that is kind of the big challenge and the big word that everyone wants their hydrogen business to get to. How have you guys achieved that so early?
Our strategy is we sell both the stacks. So the stack is the heart of the electrolyzer, and we also sell the full systems. This kind of dual approach has helped us to get to the market faster. So the first commercial deals, the first sales were all stack sales to different system integrators. So system integrators who then use our stacks to build their own balance of plants and their own system around our stack. And that has really been the kind of cornerstone of our commercial success. For example, last year we delivered stacks to four different countries in Europe. And this has been important. And now this year we are getting our first 1 megawatt systems online in EU projects. And then we see this side of the business picking up as well.
Amazing. That's such an achievement. It's such a lot you've done in the short space of time as well. And one thing we are kind of focusing in on, I guess, this series, it is so important for all startups, but especially those in the clean tech space, is obviously the funding journey. Now, I understand Stargate has kind of come at this from a different angle, having a big player in the founding team. But how have you kind of gone through your fundraising journey to help achieve these key milestones?
Building up a hardware business is always more capital intensive than the software business. I know from previous personal experience that the software experience, you can enter with a relatively small investment, just with a few engineers, you can already get the minimum viable product to the market. In hardware, this is not the case. And you really need good financing from the get-go to get something done. And that's why also in this company story, we had this good financing in the form of one strong strategic investor on board from the early days. And of course, we've also been successful in obtaining EU financing. So Stargate was one of the few electrolyzer manufacturers that got support from the IPCEI framework, which significantly helps us in our journey to scale up the company, to scale up manufacturing, and means that we need to raise much less private capital.
And just going back to, you mentioned you obviously were able to raise EU funding. I know that this is a very significant challenge. Can you tell us a little bit more about that story?
Well, it was definitely a challenge. Because when we started this process with the European Commission, in the end it took about 2 years. But when we started, we were in very early phase of the company, which meant that we had to dedicate a lot of resource into this process. It was a very dedicated process. All our plans, all of our numbers, were heavily scrutinized by the Grand Commission. So it took a large effort. And there were points of time when I felt the whole company is only working on this application. But in the end, it was definitely worth it.
Definitely. I think those can be quite lengthy procedures from what we've heard everywhere as well.
And obviously, we've kind of seen the whole hydrogen sector evolving so quickly. And we've seen different type of investments kind of going into this landscape. But I think that what would be interesting to understand from you is how do you see these trends emerging from more of a investment perspective within hydrogen?
We have to kind of look separately at the companies and hydrogen projects, because I think what is the main bottleneck at the moment for the industry overall is the fact that the large projects are not getting to final investment decisions. And why those large projects are not getting to final investment decisions? Typically, it's due to the fact that either the price of hydrogen is too high, meaning that the project economics doesn't work, or the projects are not able to secure the offtake. So we really have a bottleneck there. We need technologies that can bring down the cost of hydrogen, which means that more projects become economical, they can obtain financing, and then also final investment decisions are made. So that's my view on this. We need new technologies to kind of get through this bottleneck.
And obviously, you're kind of still in the early stage of that journey. You've had success in the funding already and commercialization. But looking to the future, what's some key things that we can be looking out for? What's kind of the next stage you're anticipating for Stargate Hydrogen?
There's, of course, a number of things. So we'll definitely keep on growing, both the team, growing in terms of presence in different locations of the world, We are also scaling up manufacturing. We have some exciting new partnerships that we'll be announcing soon. And on the technology front, we made very good progress on our Generation 2 technology, which offers even better efficiency and capex compared to the Generation 1 that is already on the market.
Definitely. And I noticed that theme of partnerships is something that's really strong across the hydrogen sector with lots of businesses working together. How important has partnerships been for you so far?
Very important. So our philosophy is that we don't need to reinvent all the wheels on our own. And we have been partnering with strong partners from the industry from the early days of Stargate. We have a number of great partnerships on the R&D side, where we partner with different leading universities in the Europe and beyond that have strong alkaline competences. We have partnered with a number of institutes in Germany and in other countries that do testing for us on stack level, on electrode level. And we also have a good number of strategic and commercial partnerships. We have a number of integrators, to name a few, Rockfin in Poland and Milani in Italy, where we have strategic partnerships, and they are using our hydrogen stacks to build their projects. And for example, we also have a strategic partnership with ABB that covers multiple avenues from pilot projects to also manufacturing and scale up. So strategic partnerships are definitely a key part of our scale up strategy.
And one thing that I think is also interesting when someone comes from a different industry is, why green hydrogen? What kind of attracted you to that being the solution for, the climate crisis and the net zero transition?
Well, for many industries, there is no other way. For example, if we look at the refining sector that uses a lot of gray hydrogen. Of course, when you make gray hydrogen, you produce a lot of CO2, and there's no real alternative to switching from this gray hydrogen to green hydrogen. So you cannot change the process via electrification, for example, as you can in some other industries. So it was, I would say, the realization that you have a number of large industries where there is really no alternative to make the switch from gray hydrogen to green hydrogen.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I think that everything that we've discussed and kind of what you're doing in this space is so amazing to see so many innovative startups kind of having a different value or being able to add different value to the space as well. Obviously, you're one of the founders and you've been a founder before. For those who are listening who are kind of also at the early stages of their business, is there any specific advice that you would give, maybe on the fundraising side or even just what it is to really build a business?
I would say that the most important thing is just to get going. And what I have seen is that execution is much important than having great ideas. Typically in those businesses that I have been part of, ideas can change, and some ideas might seem not so good after executed. New ideas come when you are executing. So the most important part is get started in your journey, start executing. And then typically when you're committed, things start falling into its places.
Definitely. I love that as advice. I think we could all take a bit of that energy into our lives. But no, it's been really nice to learn a bit more about Stargate. I think there's some really interesting things you've done already, but sounds like a really exciting future ahead with the next stages you're going through. So thanks so much for your time, Marco.
Thank you. It was great to be part of this conversation.